It's EV News briefly for Sunday, the 7th of September. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters fund the show, get the episodes ad-free as soon as they're ready, and get to be part of the EV News Daily community. Be like them. Click on that link in the show notes. August was Ford's sixth straight month of overall sales growth, led by electric vehicles. In August, Mustang Mach-E up 35%, F-150 Lightning up 21%. Canada said on Friday they will waive the rule of a 20% mandate on zero-emission vehicles for next year. We've got one over here, and all the car makers complied last year, but they all complained to the new Prime Minister, Mark Carney, who said that dropping the rule will help the auto sector absorb US measures. A 60-day review is now starting to cut costs tied to the EV sales requirement. Genesis, once going pure EV, so they're going to think about adding an EREV. The first one will be a GV70 EREV sometime before the end of next year to debut that one. A range extender is a little mini engine that recharges the battery, typically doesn't drive the traction wheels. A fancy new term for the BMW i3 Rex, which is about 15 years old now, but it's got a new term and everyone seems to want to get on that bandwagon. Between you and me, I'm not convinced in 5 years' time we'll even be talking about EREVs, but the Chinese started it last year, and it's tempting because you can use some of that money that you've spent developing engines if you run a car company. Germany is confirming the depreciation for used EVs. There's a booster law that allows EVs to be depreciated if you get the vehicle to run in your business, but they've changed the rules so it's new to your business. You can buy a used EV if it's new to your business. Even though it's an old EV, you can still claim depreciation over a period of years. Very important for businesses. Audi is launching their Rivian-based software in 2028. Now, the first car with the Rivian infotainment system is going to be in 2027. It's going to be a Volkswagen. I think it's still called the ID1, if it hasn't been renamed already. But that's just going to be the first vehicle to use elements from the joint venture, Rivian-Volkswagen joint venture. Whereas the Audi in 2028 will launch the first group vehicle from Volkswagen that will be built entirely on this new platform. And the CEO saying they're now building test mules ahead of that. EV service is shifting. Dealers have been talking to Automotive News. I'm a big fan of that publication. I've subscribed to it. Talking about how EV adoption isn't leading to a collapse of service revenue, but dealers are doing things like focusing on tyres and other things that you can talk to EV drivers about. As many people still want to go back to their main dealer for service, especially if your vehicle's in warranty. And reminding people as well that that your vehicle does need some sort of return to the dealer if you want a stamp in the warranty book to keep it going. Rivian CEO RJ Scarin is talking to Inside EVs and the Plugged In podcast, saying that Chinese EVs are good, not because they're cheap, and they are, but just because they're really good. And that if you think that the whole reason Chinese EVs are popular, like not only at home, but also in Europe, say, and you think it's because they cost 10 grand at home, and they cost a lot more when they get off the boat over here, by the way, he said it's not just the price, it's because the technology is great. And there are many factors like lower borrowing costs for money, access to very cheap labor. He said they haven't reinvented or waved the magic wand of how to manufacture something. It's just much cheaper, and that leads to cheaper EVs. The Jaqu SHS7 is a plug-in hybrid. They call it a super hybrid system. It is just a plug-in hybrid, if you ask me. But it'll DC fast charge. It's smallish battery, about to 18 kilowatt hours. It's doing really good business over here. Jaqu and their sister brand Omoda with 3% of the UK market last month. That's a big deal. The UK share of electric vans is rising too. And finally, next time you charge your EV, if it's on a Blink charger, they will accept cryptocurrency, they say, because the EV community are early adopters. All right, give it a go. That's briefly